now to the great presence, cosmic presence known to us as the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazes the word union, we offer our love, gratitude, and eternal obedience. We ask his presence with us now, as powerfully as possible, into and around all beloved Saint Germain's I Am activities, to the fulfillment of his great command for the freedom of the United States of America and the world. Beloved of the light, great has been the blessing to the land of America, the United States of America especially, as the heart of the world. Great have been the blessings to the people who have come within your borders. Great has been the anchorage within the Americas of the mighty wealth of the world and the cosmic blessings and powers that produce perfection for eternity. Great has been the guarding presence for this blessed land. Great has been the help of the seven mighty Elohim for the stabilizing of this much of the earth by the great activities of the sacred fire, that mankind may see the open door out of the world of distress and in the fulfillment of the great divine plan of the Ascended Master's octave of perfection. Boundless have been the blessings of God to this nation. Boundless have been the opportunities to those who have been privileged to come within the borders of this beloved land of light, which is the heart of the earth, and therefore the focus of the Christ life that is the sustaining activity to those who embody in this world. And therefore, the mighty activities of the sacred fire that have been drawn at certain places within this nation are like the pillars of a great temple that are the supporting structure of the temple of life. Therefore, these great pillars of the sacred fire that do exist within the borders of the United States of America are the cosmic structure and the sustaining power of the Temple of Freedom to the earth. Therefore, you who are privileged to know of this, you who have been the bearers of the light many times in the centuries past, are now carrying the responsibility of that which is the cosmic command that this nation shall manifest the light that consumes the darkness of the rest of the world. These great activities of life in their cosmic blessing to the earth are designed by cosmic beings whose power is without limit and eternal. The structure of freedom has been built within this nation for the release of the earth from the destructive activities of mankind's creation. Therefore, it is not idly that we have issued the cosmic fiat for the eternal sustaining of the heart of the world, therefore the eternal sustaining of the freedom of life to the humanity who pass this way that they may go through the open door of freedom into the victory of the ascension. But let me sound a warning. Those who have had the blessings of this land, those who have been privileged to have the God opportunities offered here, and have no regard for the welfare of those that life has placed within your borders, I tell you, shall now come face to face with the cosmic hand's control because of their ingratitude to the hand that feeds them. It is not well for individuals to feel that there's no such thing as retribution or demand of the cosmic law to shut off their evil. And I hope you never have to witness the human creation that those will have to face who have misused the wealth of this land to deprave and enslave the people, to destroy freedom to the people of earth, and to prevent the fulfillment of the divine plan. I hope you never have to behold that which they must face when their own evil is returned upon them and they are compelled to be shut off from ever again misusing the gifts of life. It would be well to be very, very grateful for this light of the beloved I Am Presence, which the blessed Godfrey was strong enough, pure enough, and obedient enough to open the door that the mighty Saint Germain and the mighty Victory and the beloved Nada might give for the redemption of the world. The beloved Master Jesus gave unbounded light and purity and love in the cycle in which he came. He has ever poured forth since then his ever-raising activity of life to the people of this world. And now the people must awaken to some kind of gratitude for the blessings they have been privileged to enjoy, and the people must awaken to the purity of life. So if the cosmic law permits certain activities to awaken them, be not disturbed. You who are awake, dwell within the light. You who love the light and carry the light are guarded by the light and guarded by the legions of the light. And you become the light of the Christ, the cosmic Christ to the people of the world. Because of the great love that the cosmic law permits to come to earth at this time, you are guarded by that love and guided by it and strengthened by it. You are the way and means by which we can radiate to the rest of the people the light that has come to save them, the light that can redeem them, the light that can show them the way out of the clutches of the hordes of evil. And that light shall yet produce a sound in the atmosphere of earth to which all life will listen. And I'm not talking in riddles. There are many sounds can come into the atmosphere of Earth that mankind does not create, but to which mankind must pay attention. The great destiny are the divine plans' fulfillment, established by cosmic beings who are all authority of the sacred fire, all authority in all manifestation, all authority over the earth and all upon it. Those beings are ever watching the light's expansion through the individual. And when shadows arise due to the selfishness of not only those unawakened, but those who deliberately choose to misuse the powers of life, and they are not unawakened. And unfortunately, some of them have imposed their desecration upon your land of light. So I am come to fulfill the fiat I spoke into the atmosphere of Earth at the inception of America. And I am a guarding presence for the fulfillment of that fiat. Since it was my life that spoke that into the atmosphere of Earth, it is the sun presence of the sacred fire of my life that comes into this land of light to be the strength and power and protection of all that is of light within your borders. And I'm here for that purpose. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Remember, that which is constructive can only be protected by the love of the light and the power of the sacred fire, both of which abide within the borders of the United States of America at various places which we control. So when you want protection, remember the light of our love is the presence of ourselves. And the power of the sacred fire is the cosmic Christ control of all manifestation. So, blessed ones, feel yourselves held within the light rays that flow from a sun of the sacred fire abiding above you. And that is my life, authority, power, and control to bless you and to pour forth into the structure of Earth the power of control. And I wish you to feel that when you think of me, you are living within a projected sun presence of the authority which I am to set America free. That which the cosmic law designs and brings into existence within the heart of the world, I assure you, is immortal. Therefore, the sun of the sacred fire of my life is an immortal part of the atmosphere of this world and the structure of Earth itself. And I wish you to feel that you dwell within this and its magnetic currents through those light rays hold you within the mighty cosmic action of the light of my love and the power of the sacred fire to steady the earth and control in through and around you all that you contact until the cleansing process of the earth is completed everywhere. Try to remember a sun presence of my love guards you, stands above you, enfolds you in its light rays that are enfolding all that is constructive within your borders. And remember, the sun supplies life to the earth, and the sun presence which we place within the atmosphere of earth supplies our perfection to you, as well as protection. So, blessed ones, this has much to bring to you, has many blessings, and is a channel of supply of that which you may need from time to time. From within the sun presence, or a sun presence of life, ever comes forth the perfection of both the I Am presence and the ascended host into manifestation wherever a sun presence is sent forth to establish the blessing that love gives through its illumining presence. And if you will feel that above you stands this illumining presence and its light rays pour down in and around you, their boundless blessings to fulfill the great divine plan for you, for the nation, and for the world. And in the cosmic power, which it is my privilege to direct, to manifest, to release, and to expand, you will find the sacred fire of the great cosmic command to the earth comes into being to render definite, victorious service to life and to control all that contacts it harmoniously and permanently. I assure you, the United States of America is not going to be shattered, dismembered, desecrated, nor polluted by that which has sought from the beginning to prevent the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, the evil that has been generated must be leashed and returned into its cause. So you, the beloved of the light, are held within the sun presence of the love of my life, the light, and ever-expanding action of that which it is my privilege to give to the nation and through the nation to the world. We have a very definite cooperation to bring into action in the physical world to fulfill the fiat that I sent forth for the saving of the nation. So, blessed ones, feel with me tonight the presence of the sun above you, pouring its light rays in and around you. The light of my love from the great central sun and the sacred fire, power of manifestation, which I am pouring in and around you and into the permanent atom in the heart of the world until that sacred fire fills the heart of the world and has brought all into divine order and purified all for eternity. Who I am is not at present important. Just rest within the light rays of the sun presence above your head, for the messenger has been seeing it ever since I began speaking. It is real, it is tangible, it is an eternal gift of my life to you. May you have its fullest blessings. Be aware of the service it is to render you and feel the power of its protecting presence around you to go forth and illumine whatever you contact. The mighty Saint Germain and the great cosmic beings in the beginning of this nation gave the light of their love and their power of the sacred fire to bring this nation into existence, have legions at their command, and have the great cosmic beings' assistance and cosmic blessings to bestow upon the people when the impurities have been consumed. But you who are calling for purity, you who desire purity, you who have raised yourselves to greater purity by your own application, now will find the greater purity of our octave coming to enfold you, strengthen you, illumine you, supply you, and bring through you into outer existence the power of the sacred fire's control in conditions in which you must move. Be aware of our presence, of the sacred fire's power. And when you think of power, or you need power, qualify it with the sacred fire power, for it contains every quality that you might require at any instant. Please feel that you are surrounded by a treasure house of the blessings and activities from the Ascended Master's octave that it is necessary to bring into manifestation here to steady certain forces as well as to bless you, that there may be the strength of the light within the life of the American people to reach up and fulfill the demand of the cosmic law for the release of humanity that have been privileged to come within your bodies. And those who do not respect that privilege or have desecrated the blessings here must of necessity, by the action of the cosmic law, be removed by the force of their own evil. So, blessed ones, try to feel that the angelic host are active with everything the cosmic law permits to bring into the manifested universe all the blessings that the angelic host forever bestow upon life. And please feel tonight that there are certain legions and individualized cosmic beings of the angelic host who are coming closer into the atmosphere above you to render certain service which they alone can give. Hold yourselves within the glory of their own heart's love. Feel their presence with you and demand their power of the sacred fire. Come into conditions wherever you abide and do that which they alone can do and they know needs to be done at this time for your blessing, the blessing of the locality in which you abide and the blessing in the nation that must be protected and made victorious over the evil in the rest of the world. I commend you to the use of this cosmic power. And I hope you will remain aware of the sun presence above you and use it and use it and use it for the protection of your nation and the victory of the God presence, the mighty I Am, in its illumining power that pours into the people to hold them on the constructive side of life. Go forward and feel deeply this which has been drawn into the lower atmosphere of Earth tonight, which abides within this building a short distance above your heads and will abide above you wherever you move till the moment of your ascension. It is my privilege, it is a power of my life to assist you. It is the love that illumines the universe, and may you feel it as a presence with you until you are so aware of its perfection that you reveal it in all you accomplish until the door is open for eternity into our octave that forever glorifies the entire universe. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for your love of America, and it shall be rewarded beyond anything you can even imagine this hour. Thank you with all my heart. And you, great cosmic presence, great cosmic angel, thank you tonight for your assurance to us. Thank you for your presence with us. Hold us enfolded in your world and light of your love and the power of your sacred fire. And remind us often of that which needs to be done in outer activities until there is no longer distress to life anywhere. And we thank you for your presence tonight. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, We ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such love and light and power and sacred fire. From our beloved I Am Presence and the great cosmic angel and the great angelic host everywhere, in and around, all under this radiation, and that it ever moves into outer physical conditions, the complete dissolving and consuming of that which is of the shadows. And wherever we abide, let the angelic host, love through us, take its dominion on the earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we require to do that which needs to be done, and swiftly, in all outer conditions. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, great cosmic angel. And thank you, great angelic host, for your blessings to mankind all through the ages. Clothe us now in the sun presence of your power, your revealing presence, and sacred fire love, and manifest as quickly as possible the release of all life from everything that is of the shadows. And we thank thee. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels do we call as never before for your visible, tangible, sacred fire presence with us always. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the sacred fire from the great angelic host necessary to consume that distress, move it before us everywhere, and command it into manifestation till evil ceases to be everywhere forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, especially the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazes the word union, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with whatever America needs most tonight to be protected against all evil forever. Charge it into all outer activities until it forever has cleansed the earth and all upon it from all that is the shadows. And all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth all of its blessings into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, all the cosmic Christ, love of eternity, and the great, great silence, almighty power of the angelic host to come everywhere in the physical octave and forever put an end to all that is of evil. And we thank thee. Now as we return, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may we return our love and gratitude to the great cosmic presence and sacred fire power of the peace that does put an end to the shadows forever. We thank thee.